though we miss them, we rejoice with them. And welcome to the funeral sermon recordings of Scandia Bible Church, a collection of services archiving our church's history that recognize brothers and sisters in our congregation, Christian saints, that have gone on before us. Saints marching in to the arms of Jesus. In this recording, we mourn the passing and celebrate the life of our sister in Christ, Lisa Ann Walker, with a funeral sermon delivered by Pastor Monty Seemau on May 27th, 2023.
Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Monty Seemau of Scandia Bible Church, and I had the honor of getting to know Brad and Lisa when they attended our church for a couple of years, and so it's an honor to speak here and to participate in this service, and I'm just joyful to be here. Lisa, how do you describe Lisa? The word passionate comes to mind. I was trying to recall a conversation that I'd had with Lisa where she wasn't either laughing or crying or doing both. And I couldn't do it. Her laughter, Lisa's laughter was contagious. She had a unique way of seeing the hand of the Lord upon her life, and especially when people were concerned. Lisa loved people. She was gregarious. And to Lisa, there was never anything that one could call a chance encounter. She looked for opportunities to meet people and then to relate to people. She had a unique gift in that way. She saw life through the eyes of divine providence, which means that she saw purpose in all of her encounters. The last time I saw Lisa was just a few weeks ago at Walmart. Who here has met Lisa at Walmart? Sometimes she drove there. Sometimes she took an off-road trail with her wheelchair. But she was at Walmart a lot. I ran into her there a lot. I ran into Lisa everywhere. She really did get around. But I saw her at Walmart and spoke to her for a little bit in the parking lot. And then as I was walking away, she dropped her bananas. And she called after me. She said, Pastor Monty, you know, will you help me get my bananas? And that's right, I stepped up. And then she made the comment that said something like, you know, God knew I would need you today. And I started thinking, you know, I think the Lord orchestrated my whole day so I would be able to just pick up her bananas for her. And I'm not just saying that to be silly, because Lisa prayed for opportunities and she prayed for provision. And that God would give her opportunities to meet people, that God would give her opportunities to minister to people, encourage them, and then she would pray for provision, that God would provide for her the things necessary for that day, knowing that grace was new, mercies were new every day for her, and the problems of the day would be solved by her great God. And that little encounter at Walmart was an opportunity, of course, for mutual encouragement and the little help that I could provide at that moment. And of course, if it was a minute later, Lisa would have ran into somebody else that she knew, because she knew everyone. She did. She knew everyone, and everyone knows Lisa. She should have run for office. I mean, no offense, Brad, but your claim to fame is just being married to Lisa. He's really just the quiet guy that hangs around Lisa all the time. Even extroverts looked introverted around Lisa. She had no problem approaching any stranger and finding out their entire life story and if they knew Jesus, her Savior. And then she would pray for people and then tell them that she would be praying for them. And then, and I'm not kidding about this, she would tell these complete strangers that she had just met if they wouldn't mind taking a selfie with her, because if she had a picture on her phone, it would help remind her to pray for them. And listen, if I approach people at, say, Walmart, and then after 5 minutes, I said, hey, would you mind if I take a selfie with you? They would probably call the police. But with Lisa, after 5 minutes, you just didn't feel like a stranger any longer. Listen, Lisa's great love is Jesus Christ. Notice that that's in the present tense. Her great love is Jesus Christ. And it was manifested in the way that she loved all of us. Make no mistake, Lisa understood trials. And I'm sure that they weighed on her at times and seasons in her life. I know they did. She told me they did. Not for a moment do I think that Lisa had a Pollyanna view of life. God had not left her that option. But she knew her Lord, and that was better than knowing why, and it was more satisfying than knowing what if. There was one lady that she had met who had asked Lisa if she could pray for Lisa, and Lisa said yes. And as she was praying, she started trying to pull Lisa out of her wheelchair. And Lisa said, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? She said, if God heals me, I will jump out of this wheelchair myself. God doesn't need your help. Lisa had the right perspective. You see, we need God's help. God doesn't need our help. And she looked to the Lord for help every single day. And because unlike most of us, God had given her the gift of weakness. That's right, the gift of weakness. We're all weak and we're all needy people. The problem is we don't think that we are. We think that we just have it all together. We don't think that we're ill-prepared. But then when that shocking moment comes, we find out that we are really of little strength. Think about Lisa for a moment. She lived every waking moment knowing how much she needed just to make it through the day. And she was joyful despite her circumstances. And I'm sure if you're anything like me, you would walk away from a conversation with Lisa and think, I need to be more joyful in life. Because her joy wasn't simply infectious, but it served really as a gentle rebuke for the rest of us who complain about the pettiest of things when Lisa could see her life under the hand of God. Lisa taught herself by God's grace to think in that fashion. And because of that, she was actually able to comfort others. And by the way, that's what the scriptures tell us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, this is what we read in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God or the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. And I love that description of God. And then listen, who comforts us in all our affliction. Why? So that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And many of you in this very room were comforted by Lisa. But I'm here to tell you that that was because God was her great comfort. Lisa could only give what she had received. Lisa tasted. She tasted the goodness of the Lord, and she took that comfort, and she was able to minister to others, including, by the way, other paraplegics, those with severe limitations. She was involved in online support groups. She would point them to the cross. You ever seen Lisa angry? You ever wonder if Lisa ever saw red? She did see red. She wanted everything in red. She had red glasses. She had a red scooter. She had a red wheelchair. She had red Vans. Why do you think that was? You think it was because it matched her fingernails? Come on now. She wanted red. She said, if you ever asked her, she said it was because she wanted to be reminded of the blood of Jesus. It wasn't because she was a person that was just some heavenly-minded person that did no earthly good. It was because she was a heavenly-minded person who wanted and who needed to remain heavenly-minded. And that is why she did earthly good. I looked around this morning as I was walking in, and there is a lot of joy here amidst the sorrow. There's a lot of joy here, and I'm happy for that. This is, after all, a celebration of life. Let me just say something completely sobering to you. We're celebrating life, but it's more than just celebrating the days of our lives or the days that we lived on this earth with Lisa. It's celebrating life and, more importantly, life eternal. God is the God of the living, and Lisa lives in His presence, in the fullness of joy. Amen. We, listen closely, we are the ones who are in the land of the dying. Lisa is in the land of the dying. Of the living, where there is true life, life eternal. Listen, if Lisa didn't know the Lord Jesus, there would be no reason for joy here. Most of us would be in a different kind of mourning, not the kind that Pastor Eric shared. It would be the recognition that the only life worth celebrating was the life Lisa had here. The life of a wonderful woman, but the life of suffering and pain. And if she didn't know Jesus, that would be it. Man is appointed to die once and face judgment. Some of you right now don't know the joy that Lisa had because you don't know the Savior Lisa had. You are living your best life now. Lisa lived 61 years, 8 months, 16 days. She lived them for the glory of God. She would have understood the Apostle Paul's words in Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Some of you can't imagine what it would be like to see death approach and not be afraid. to rather be with Jesus than with anyone else. If you really want to know Lisa, that's what you need to know. Let me reword that. If you really want to know about Lisa, then you need to know about Jesus. Death is sobering. It looms before all of us. When I met Lisa, Lisa introduced herself to me because we had just lost our 10-year-old son. She gravitated toward broken people. Lisa outlived my son by more than 50 years, but in the end, what is 50 years? Maybe you live another 10, 20, 30, 50. Maybe your life is required tomorrow. Are you ready? Lisa was ready. Her bags were packed. The ticket had been in her hand for decades. She kept looking down at her watch, wondering when this train would arrive. Her earthly tent was worn. She was just waiting for the conductor of the universe to call her name. Lisa, Lisa, it's time. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. And I pray that each and everyone here would be just as ready as Lisa, and that you would know that our parting with Lisa is a brief one because there is a promised reunion to come. Let me pray. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, your love overflows our path. Even now, through the valley of the shadow of death, our cup indeed does runneth over because of your goodness. You have recalled our dear sister to a place where tears, sorrow, pain, and death are no more. And we who continue to toil, upheld by your grace, recognizing the upward call, even in our own lives, knowing that each passing day is one day closer to our reward. We look forward to that great day of resurrection, the joy of seeing Lisa run and not grow weary, for she has waited for you, Lord. And in that great day, when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, we'll find Lisa standing in the multitude with that contagious smile, staring into the face of he she has so long hoped and labored for, the only Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory now and forever, and in whose name we pray. Amen.